Podcast Best Practices. Here's what the professionals do. 62 million Americans listen to podcasts each week. If you want your podcast to be one of them, then there are a few podcast best practices that you need to follow to make sure that yours reaches the ears of those millions. You might even think that since there are already so many podcasts that yours won't stand out, but that just isn't the case either. There is always room for new voices to be heard as long as you have the drive and passion. Making content that is interesting that people will want to listen to is only half the battle. You also need to stay consistent with the content that you post. Keep listening for our guide to the podcast best practices to find out precisely what the professionals do. Make your podcast stand out. If you're just starting out or even if you already have established your podcast, you want to make sure that your name and your cover art is something that stands out to potential viewers. It should also be something that is memorable and makes an impression when people do listen to your podcast. When you're thinking of a name, you should think of something that is short and simple. A name that is too long can be easily forgotten or confused. Make sure that you're still thinking of something creative and fun, though. If you already have an established podcast, but you want to revamp it a little bit, then look into getting new cover art. Having good cover art is a great way for potential viewers to find your podcast and want to click to give you a listen. Make sure that your cover art isn't too busy or distracting. You want to pick cover art that you like and not something that you will want to change again in a few weeks. Sticking a name and cover art will help your podcast marketing because your brand will be memorable in the eyes of your listeners and potential followers. Improve your equipment. Over recent years, it has been much easier to get better sounding audio at a cost-efficient price. The equipment that you use to record your podcast definitely will affect the quality of your podcast, so you want to put some time and thought into what you will be using. The good news is that you don't have to break the bank to make your podcast sound professional. When looking at the stuff you need to start a podcast, you probably already have an internet connection and a computer or laptop. Next, you'll just want to figure out the best way to record your voice. You can find some decently priced microphones on Amazon, but make sure to read the reviews before making your final decision. Lastly, you should have some type of recording software installed on your computer. If you're looking to be cost-effective, then check out some of these free apps and software for recording a podcast that you can use. If you aren't looking to bite the bullet and purchase equipment for your podcast, then you should look into renting studio space. This will be the best way to get professional sounding audio for your podcast without having to purchase all of the equipment that comes along with it. Edit out the blank space. When thinking of the podcasting best practices, some people like listening to live footage while others don't. If you're just starting out, then you might get a bit nervous and not know what to say during your podcast. You might stumble on your words or say, a lot when thinking of what to say next. If you want to sound professional and profound in your podcast, then the best thing to do would be to edit out the blank space where you aren't making any significant points. Editing your podcast can also help to make it flow better. You can take out anything unnecessary or anything that you didn't mean to bring up. One thing that you should do is make sure that you give your podcast a final listen before posting it. There are times when professional podcasters left something in their podcast that they didn't mean to, and millions of people heard it. Listening to your podcast fully before posting is important to finalize everything before your audience hears it. Engage your audience. Something that you should add to your podcast strategy is making sure that you're engaging with your podcast audience. One reason why people listen to a podcast is that it is an intimate setting where the listener feels like they can get to know you. You should also do the same and try to get to know the people who are listening to you on a weekly basis. The best way to engage with your audience is by creating an email account and promoting it for a way for your listeners to reach you. They can email you questions, comments, or concerns. Then you can talk about them in your next podcast. This is an awesome way to get your audience involved within your podcast and keep them listening to see if you will read their email. Create a consistent posting schedule. One thing that you will notice when starting a podcast is that you need to create a consistent posting schedule so that your listeners will know when they can expect another episode from you. Many podcasters choose one day a week to post an episode, but some do more. They might post a full episode on Mondays, but then a shorter mini episode on Thursdays. Having a posting schedule is a great way to keep you accountable. It also helps to get more people listening to your podcast frequently. Be sure to let your listeners know what your schedule is in each episode you post as well. Mentioning that you post a new episode every single Tuesday will get them excited to listen to your podcast on Tuesdays. Use these podcast best practices. Whether you're starting a podcast for the first time or just looking to revamp yours, these podcast best practices can help to get you more listeners. Overall, make sure that you're having fun when creating your podcast. Listeners don't want to listen to a boring podcast, so make sure to get excited about creating content. If you're looking to get a professional sound for your podcast, then book a time to come in and record at our studio.